Hey guys, this is Sandy Lowe, and you're listening to the Starshine Magazine podcast. My guest this episode is teen sensation Jett Jurgensmeyer. You may know Jett from Last Man Standing with Tim Allen, and Jett is also a talented voice actor currently on Disney Junior's Tots. If that wasn't enough, Jett's also a singer-songwriter, and his self-titled EP is available now. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back with Jett.
I have Jett Jurgensmeyer with me today. You may know Jett from the TV series Last Man Standing, and recently he released his debut album. Jett, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
No problem. We recently featured your cover of Jack and Diane on our site. And
yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for doing it.
No problems. Our pleasure. I love the video.
Oh, thank you.
Most kids your age don't even know who John Mellencamp is, and here you are covering his song.
Yes, ma'am. I've been very lucky. Growing up in Nashville and having parents who are in this industry, you really opened up to a whole wide variety of music and a wide variety of artists.
That's awesome. I'm someone who, you know, grew up with a lot of diverse music, and I liked a lot of things that were before my time, and I feel like we're losing that with the younger generation, where a lot of kids don't know anything that their parents listen to. So it's really great to hear
that
you actually do.
One of my favorite bands is the Beatles, so it doesn't get much better than that.
Awesome. Yeah, I love hearing things like that. who are some of your musical influences?
Well, first of all, my mom, she's a musician, kind of the reason that I'm really in this doing music. The Mandrell family has always been a very big influence to me, being around them. I call them my aunts, Aunt Louise and Aunt Barbara and Aunt Jolene. We're very close to, like, family. But I would say currently, people that I look up to and that I want to be like, would be Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Florida Georgia Line, Chris Stapleton. Hopefully I can play the guitar as good as him one day. And, actually probably Bruno Mars. I mean, anybody that can win 8 Grammys in one sitting is pretty talented in the music industry.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, that's a lot of different genres that you got going on, which is nice.
Thank you.
Round you out a little bit more.
Yes, ma'am.
So how do you decide on what cover songs you're going to do?
You know, it's funny because every week it gets a little bit more difficult trying to figure out a song, because you have to find one that's appropriate for a 14-year-old to sing. I can't be talking about love and heartbreak. I've never been on a date, so that would be a little bit weird. But also just trying to find the type of music that I want to do, trying to find that perfect kind of band or artist that I want to be like and sound like. But at the same time, it's always great to do a song by somebody that's a musician that does the type of music that you don't normally do. So that way you can put your own spin on it. You don't get stereotyped into the person who originally did it. But I kind of just go down through songs that I've bought and listened to on iTunes, really, and just see what songs I like or songs that I've heard on the radio. I'll go on YouTube and listen to them over and over again and look up the chords. It's a fairly simple process after you pick the song.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Now, in the video, you're joined by a few kids, and when I say kids, I mean goats.
Yes, ma'am.
Are those your goats?
No, ma'am, they're not. They're actually a good friend of ours who actually works for my publicist. They're her goats, actually.
I love
She came up with the idea. She was like, you guys should really come over here and do a video for it with the goats. And I was like, well, yeah, and we all thought of Jack and Diane, because it's funny that maybe some people picked up on from what I said in the video, two of the goats' names are actually Jack and Diane. Just named them Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
So it went really well with the video. It made sense to do it.
It did. Yeah, I was going to be very jealous of you if those were your goats.
I know, they were adorable. And they were like little humans. Like, if they didn't like something, they would like, no. They'd like scratch their hooves and beat the ground. Like, I no joke, two times. One of them, I swear, smiled at me. And the other one, they no joke, shook their head at the owner when she told them to do something. They shook their head. I was like,
Yeah,
that's awesome. That is
animals are
hilarious.
very. I feel like the more animals spend time with humans, they start, there's some kind of form of communication that happens.
Exactly. I just thought it was the craziest thing that literally right after she told one of the goats to do something, they shook their head. It was amazing.
That's funny. Well, I have a rabbit, and my rabbit gets annoyed when I'm doing interviews all day long. He's like trying to sleep during the day. So if he is annoyed, he starts like making a lot of noise to like kind of tell me to be quiet.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. That's like, we used to live in an apartment out here in California, and there were people below us that every now and then they would turn up their music or TV super, super loud as kind of, and then what we would do in return is, I was probably 8, so I would just naturally be loud. So I think it was a little bit of like fighting back.
Right. You're going to be loud. Well,
Similar
you
story. Exactly.
congratulations on the release of your debut album.
Thank you very much. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was just listening to it earlier. It's awesome. And I love the song A Lot More Love. And I'm sure you hear that a lot because it's such a powerful song.
I'm so glad when I get to hear that. There's few songs that everybody can really seem to grasp onto and really enjoy, but literally almost every single person I played it for has said that it's meant something to them, which I find very powerful with music.
Yeah, definitely. In your own words, what is that song about to you?
I think it's about, with all the fighting and hatred that goes around in the world, the one thing we need is more love. And when we heard the
Absolutely.
demo of the song, my parents in my face, we kind of like our mouths were wide open. I mean, it struck a place that you didn't even know you had until you heard the song. And it just, I wanted to be able to put that out there, and I wanted to send that message around the world. So I'm all about spreading kindness and making people smile. That's my main thing. I want to make people smile. And I feel like A Lot More Love did that for some people. But sometimes, in order to make people smile and happy, you have to make them cry first. And then they can be happy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes tears and happiness are so closely related. And the older I
Yes,
get, the
ma'am.
more I realize that. So let's talk about Last Man Standing. Now, you took over the role of Boyd.
Yes,
What was
ma'am.
that like? Was that tough to take over a role that was already created for someone else?
It wasn't really because it was kind of like everybody. I was nervous, obviously, going into it because, funny thing, I'm actually a big fan of the show. So when I got the role, it was pretty crazy. But everybody was so welcoming to me and so happy to bring me on. And just so nice to me that I never felt nervous. I never felt scared after that first day when I got to meet everybody. It was like, I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm glad to be here.
That's awesome. That's a great feeling that you kind of were welcomed into the family right away.
Yes, ma'am.
What can we expect from season 8?
Ooh, some surprises, I guess I could say. Some very interesting surprises that some people might expect, some people might not. I mean, but obviously comedy. Obviously just bigger and better every year.
Awesome. When does the new season come out? Do you know yet?
Yes, ma'am. So it will be out in January after football season is over. And we're moving from Friday night to Thursday night because Fox has Thursday night football. So after football season's over, we're going to get Thursday night, which is a very big TV night, very big
Yeah.
comedy night, shows in general. So We're hoping it'll up the view rating. So if you don't already watch it, be sure to tune in a couple months.
That's awesome. Yeah, Friday nights is always a tough slot because that's the night that people usually go out.
Yes, ma'am. But hey, our fans were still, our viewers were still really, really killing it every week.
That's awesome. And the good thing about, like, nowadays you have on-demand and DVRs, so it's kind of like no matter what day of the week you're on, if people are supporting the show, they'll watch it no matter what.
Exactly.
What's it like working with Tim Allen and the rest of the cast?
Everybody, like I said, everybody's been super, super cool. Tim is like a little kid running around set. You know, you never know what he's going to do, which just, I think, makes it even better, makes it more fun. But really, everybody's just been really cool, and everybody wants to come to work. You don't find that everywhere, but here, I mean, every single person, I mean, you get to laugh for a living during rehearsals. So everybody just seems genuinely happy to be at work, and I'm going to put quotes around that because, I mean, it's not really work if all you're doing is having fun.
That's very true. If you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. That's
exactly. There you go.
So any other acting projects coming up?
You know, I'm currently working on my Disney Junior show, Tots.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of y'all have little kids or grandkids, be sure to tell them to watch Tots and check out Pip the Penguin. obviously, Last Man Standing, more music. I'm writing a lot more in the past few months. So that's, I'm hoping to have more songs that I've written on the next album and the next songs that I'll release. And just staying busy with work in general and school. I'm in high school now, so that's kind of keeping me pretty busy.
Yeah, are you a freshman?
Yeah, I am.
Was the transition hard for you from, I mean, I don't know, you live in Tennessee, you said?
No, ma'am. We do. I live in Tennessee and California and Missouri. We kind of travel back and forth, but I'm homeschooled. So it wasn't too different. I still get up out of my bed. I still go to the same desk.
Now, balancing your life between those three cities, how is that, you know, shaped you as the person you are?
You know, I've been very lucky to have a very supportive family behind me, so therefore, nothing's really changed me as the kind of person that I am. At least I don't think so. I'd like to think that I'm still a level-headed person who remembers where they're from, and that everything can be taken away in an instant, so enjoy it while you can.
Very wise for your 14 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, on the music side of things, you said you're writing. Will there be a tour for this album, this EP?
You know, maybe. You never know. Hoping this next year will be even bigger and even better with new music and just more experiences.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing more of you.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything you'd like to say to all your fans out there?
Really just thank you for the support. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jet, for talking with us. And we'll continue to have you back in Starshine again and again.
Thank you very much.
Are you a band, brand, or business looking for marketing help? Sandy Low Media offers affordable pricing on publicity services, social media strategy, web design, and more. Go to sandylowmedia.com for more info. Mention Starshine Mag for 10% off any service. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks to Jet Juergensmeyer, and make sure you follow him on social media and also check him out on our site, starshinemag.net. Until next time.